The Prentice Alta Heating and Air Coach's Corner from Cedar Bucket Restaurant on WGNS, FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450, and GoPrimeTimeSports.com.
We welcome you back to the Cedar Bucket Restaurant this morning. Brian Barrett along with Coach Tom Crager of the Daily News Journal. How are you this morning?
Coach Tom is a little tired. It was an earlier night than most, but it, still, by the time you factor in some of the stuff I try to do each night, looking at scores and stuff, and you know, see how things are going.
Well, I did notice that this week you tweeted about it's fall break week and not as much to cover, but it was still a long week. You did a little golf this week, didn't you?
Yeah, a little golf. Couple trips down to Manchester this past week, and a couple trips last week, and to watch our boys and girls tee it up and compete in the state tournament, and not an absolutely great 2 days for our AAA kids, but you know, they, some of them recovered after a rocky first day and played well the second day.
Well, I thought we would have you on during this segment of the program because a lot of folks may listen here and not catch our Monday show or vice versa, and talk some about playoffs because we're rapidly nearing the time when the playoff. I guess everybody's talking scenarios now. And what do you have to get in, and et cetera, et cetera. And it changes from Friday to Friday, doesn't it?
It does. And someone had tweeted me the other night and said, "Why do you keep saying if the playoffs started next week?" Because they don't. Well, they don't. But I think with the current playoff system, it pays you dividends to start maybe right now, starting to look at the playoff scenarios if they did start this week. Just to, so you can kind of map things out, because it's so different than what we'd had in before 3 years ago.
But, you know, a couple of years ago, you really didn't have to worry about that until a little later.
Yeah, I mean, you knew you were playing someone in District 8 and or region, I guess it'd be region, I guess region 3-3A.
Yeah.
So you knew that. You knew you were going to play a Franklin County or Coffee County or Lincoln County, one of those teams. If you made it to the playoffs, and it was a lot easier, you could start getting film. Whereas now it's totally different on, you know, coaches wanting to get film of different teams and trying to figure out who they need to be getting film on teams. So it's been a very challenging thing for both the media and the coaches to kind of figure it out.
One thing that I have noticed with District 7 AAA is with, you know, all of the teams, with the exception of Laverne and Smyrna, looking at 5 or 6 wins, and Riverdale with 7, we've got a lot of teams on that bubble of 6 wins, and we had talked about earlier that it looks like 6 wins could get you into the playoffs, but you've done a little more math, and some of the teams that were kind of on the bubble won last night, so it changes things a bit.
Yeah, it does, and you know, the first 2 years of the playoff system, this Z plan or X plan or whatever it is, 6 wins got you in the playoffs, and some 5 teams in 6A football. And 5 wins did get you in as well. Some 5-team wins. Now, looking right now, I kind of did some quick math, and the wild card out there is Coffee County in 6A. They are right now, they're primed to be a runner-up, and they'll probably be a 3-7 or 4-16. With that said, there will be some 5-5 teams that don't get in, but the way the playoff system works, the first place and the second place of each district gets in the playoffs. So what you're looking at right now, quick math last night, was it looks like with some teams that won, you know, I've got Oak Ridge out of the playoffs at 4-3. Now, obviously, they went out, they'll probably get in. And then you got Smyrna sitting there, the next team, at 3-4. Well, they were off this week, so they couldn't get a win. And, you know, they're the second team left out of the playoffs. By my quick math, and, you know, I'll wait until the TOSA unveils their latest wild card numbers to kind of help verify, because you know I could have missed something.
But 6 wins may make you borderline where before it was kind of 5 wins.
Yeah, before 5 wins would put you in the bubble. 6, you know, the deal with 6 is I think 95% if not 100% of 6 win teams get in. I don't know if a 5 win team gets in. Just because, and it's hard to really gauge because you don't really have the time to really sit back down and look at every team and say, all right, because some of those teams have to play each other, so some of those teams aren't going to get wins. So, and some of them, you know, you just can't. Are some of those teams that are on the bubble at four, are they going to get to six with who they have left? And that's the thing. And you know, the one thing to remember, this is the first year of this current schedule contract, 2 year, you know, with teams scheduling different games. And you know, we said this before the season started, that some teams may try to schedule lighter, and some of them may have scheduled lighter schedules. Obviously teams in 7 AAA, they had to schedule harder, and it would be a shame if Smyrna goes 5-5, or if they go 5-5 and they don't make in playoffs, because they had to play you know, basically four teams right now that have beaten them by a combined 13 points.
Yeah.
Now, if they go 6-4, they're going to get in because of their strength of schedule. We'll get them in.
And it's possible, depending on what happens in the last couple of weeks, that 5-5 could. But
it still could. Here's the thing, and there are a lot of media outlets that choose to kind of. I don't think you can't tell the future. And that's what people, you know, that's what I tell people. I can't predict, you know, Riverdale's going to go 9-1 or 10-0, whatever. I can't predict that, because that you're skewing numbers. I can, we can look at what we know today, and what we know today is Riverdale 7-0, Oakland 6-2, Blackman 6-1, and so on and so forth. So, I mean, we can't predict how this thing's going to go out. That's why you have to go week by week where we're at right now, and this kind of fluctuate. You know, you're basically looking at probably five teams that are going up and down the playoffs, out of the playoffs.
With Riverdale, Blackman, and Oakland now all with 6 or 7 wins, that really puts those three in a position to, you know, either finish district champion or runner up, or have enough wins to get into the playoffs.
Yeah, and right now, I mean, I think I'm gonna probably write this for Tuesday's Daily News Journal. Oakland's kind of under the radar, I think. I think a lot of people, you look at them at 6-2, and you just don't think about them, because you see Riverdale Blackman, and everyone's hyped up about this game Thursday, and it should be. It should be a great game Thursday night over at Blackman High School. But here's the situation. If Oakland wins out, and depending on what happens with Riverdale Blackman, they could be district champions. You know, if Riverdale beats Blackman, and then Oakland wins out and beats Riverdale, Oakland would be the district champion. Now, if Blackman won and Oakland won out, Oakland would have to get a little help from Laverne on week 10 to get the district championship.
So we've really got three teams.
We've got a three-horse race right now going into this week. And, you know, I don't know if we'll have a three-horse race after this week. We may be down to two.
And depending on what could happen, Siegel has an outside shot as well, I guess, with Oakland in the mix, or
yeah. Depending on what happened, I mean, a lot of stuff would have to happen to put Oakland back in the race with the three teams having to pick up, you know, a second loss. But yeah. I think it's safe to say it is a pretty strong three-horse race right now.
The Siegel Stars, a bit about them. They're 5-2. They've got, you know, a pretty tough road ahead of them as well, with Independence, who is playing well. That's their non-district game in 2 weeks. And, of course, they have Laverne this week, and I think they wind up with Smyrna.
On a Thursday night game.
On a Thursday night. So
this is a big week for for Siegel, because, you know,
it'd be that six, wouldn't it?
Yeah, you want to get to six to have a shot. And, and I'm not saying, you know, if you're just looking at records, you got to think that they're going to be favored against Laverne. And after that, I think it's a toss-up, because Independence is, I think, their only losses to Blackman, and that was 14-9. So, obviously, Independence is better than a lot of teams thought they might be going into the season. And then, of course, Smyrna, I mean, Smyrna is probably the best 3-4 team in the state.
We're talking with the D&J's Tom Crager this morning, and talking a little playoffs, looking ahead. And I know that, you know, we're 3 weeks out, the rest of this month of October. But the teams, do you get the feeling that coaches – you may get these questions a lot, since you know the playoff system very well. Are they looking at this now, or are they just trying to get to what they feel is – or are they just taking it 1 week at a time?
I think a lot of coaches will tell you they're not worried about it, but they'd be crazy not to be just looking. And I'm not saying they're looking to see if they're going to be in, but I think they start – at this point, you start looking at some scenarios of some – this kind of get an idea of some teams – you might be playing, and really week 9 and week 10, or, you know, going into week 10 would be the week when you really want to look at that, I think, where you just have an idea of some teams that you may or may not be playing. So, I mean, and right now, I mean, you know, going in, I think I still have Oakland playing Riverdale in the first round, at, you know, with Coffee County getting that runner-up. I mean, the Coffee County situation is really going to be a it's going to be a black eye for the playoff system. Now it's great because the runner up does get in. Don't get me wrong, but if they go 3-7 and they get in and something happens and there's a 6-4 team that's left out, or five, you know, there's going to be 5-5 teams. That's going to be a situation where, you know, they're going to get questioned on. All right, is there something you have to do where a 3-7 gets in and a 6-4 perhaps doesn't get in?
The fact that I think this goes back to the TSSAA desiring to have each district represented in the playoffs.
Yeah.
And that's well and good, maybe the district champ, but from that point on, I'm not so sure because, you know, Coffee County, do they deserve to be there? And, you know, I don't know.
And that's the big question. I've asked this question to them in the past. Is do you look at being well represented from across the state, or do you look at records? Do you just solely look at records? Now, obviously, the district champion deserves to be in the playoffs regardless. I don't think anyone would argue that, but then you start looking at, and I think the problem and the issue I've raised in the last week or so is you've got so many four-team and five-team districts where, you know, Coffee County is a five-team district, and, you know, like I said, they're set up. If they win three games, they're in the playoffs.
Plus maybe, they have some 5A teams in that, they're 6A
exactly,
and 5A.
Exactly, and then, you know, you've got 7AAA, that's the only all 6A league in the state, and, you know, and there's no... There's no added benefit for being the only all 6A. It just hurts you because, I mean, let's be honest. I mean, sure, Gallatin beat Oakland, and the Gallatin's a pretty good team. But most years you will see a significant drop-off from 6A to 5A. And if you don't see it, you know, there may be one or two cases, but for the most part, there is a significant drop-off. And
well, if you can look at Columbia, for instance, as a case in point, they've had some great teams and look like they're very athletic, but they, you know, when they were in the highest classification, they were just very mediocre against Rutherford County. So
exactly. And now if you look, they've been in the championship game the last 2 years in a row.
Yeah.
And right now they haven't lost all season, and they're primed to make a third appearance in the way they're playing.
I think the class that's okay, that classification, that probably fits them better. However, when I think it puts Rutherford County's or 7AAA at a very big disadvantage because they're all 6A teams, uh-huh. And you know it's
and,
so.
And there are not very many 5A teams that are just knocking on their doors wanting to play them.
No.
Now one thing I want to mention is the Signal Mountain situation where, you know, they had to vacate six wins this week, and that does have a, I believe that will have an issue with here in Murfreesboro with Blackman, because, you know, right now Signal Mountain lost again last night. They're 0-2 on the record. Now I've sent a text message to Bernard Childress to clarify this, but my understanding is if they don't win out, if they don't get to 2-2 or get to 500. They'll lose. Blackman will lose what would have been a good win over a team that would have won 50% or more of their games. So that could hurt them in the seeding process. And, you know, I mentioned that to Coach Shad the other day on the text. He said, "I don't worry about that," and he doesn't. You know, but I'm just saying, if you want to look at how good you're seeded, because you know they're better than 0-2 right now, and especially when you do play them, because he had the player that was ruled ineligible playing.
And that's different when you look at that seeding process. That's what has, you know, Riverdale possibly playing Oakland in a first-round game, too.
Yeah, because Oakland 6-2. I mean, someone asked me, well, why would Oakland be seeded 8 at 6-2 and Coffee County 7th at 2-4 or 2-5, whatever they were? And I said, well, it's because Coffee County right now is going to get in as a district runner-up, and the latest tweak is that district champions and district runners-up are seeded first. So you see those guys first, and that quad two is all district champions and runners up, except for right now Oakland. You know, of course, Oakland wins out. You know, they're probably district runner up or district champion, one or the other. So you know that's obviously a that's the latest tweak. So that's what we have to work with.
That's why you preface it by saying if the playoffs were today, because Oakland does have the chance of guaranteeing them a higher seed and being in, you know, one or two.
Yeah, and this week we'll have, you know, when we do it on for 6A this week, we'll have, you know, I think Smyrna will be out, but that's not, you know, last week they were in, but they are off this week. So if, you know, Smyrna wins out, they're going to be in.
If, for instance, if they win Friday, that probably
it helps them if they win Friday.
And takes Oakland out of maybe one of the top two spots, but not out of the playoffs.
Yeah, exactly.
It's very interesting to talk about it. I remember the old days, Tom, where on Friday night of the last game, you had the scenarios of what could happen, and by the end of the game, you knew the matchups.
Yeah.
The coaches were trading film that night.
Yep.
Now you really have to wait until Saturday morning.
Well, the worst thing I had to do last year was I went out. I always go out after a week 10 game. We go out every week with a buddy of mine. We go out and have some wings, and we talk about the games that we saw. And I took my laptop there and figured out the playoffs, who was in. And when you find out that Siegel's the 33rd team, the first team left out, and you see Greg Wyatt is over there with a bunch of coaches would go there, and then you have to walk over there and let this confirm what he pretty much already knew, that you're out. And he said, "We're the first team out, aren't we?" He goes, and I go, "Yeah." So that's tough, knowing that you're that close. And really, last year, if Coffee County loses to Cookeville, which on paper they should, Siegel's in the playoffs last year, so that's the tough part. And you can say that, well, we've added this hoopla and this excitement, but there's still a lot of the mystery is still there. And I think a lot of coaches statewide want it simpler. They want it back to five classes, but it's not. You just don't see states subtracting classes.
If that won't happen, I don't think. But there, I would. I would go out on a limb and say there will be more tweaking after this year to this plan. Maybe we'll get it to a point where it works. I don't know, but we shall see. Well, Tom, I guess we'll see you on Monday. Appreciate you shedding some light on the district standings and playoffs. And it's going to be an interesting 3 weeks. We've got five games in the next 3 weeks here on the radio, and lots of great matchups. Two of the three are going to be district weeks, and it could all come down to week 10.
Yeah, it's going to come down to the wire, and I can't remember where you guys at next week.
We're doing both the Thursday game, Riverdale Blackman, and Oakland Smyrna Friday.
Yeah. Oh, yep. So you're kind of, I think you're kind of like me. You'll probably probably see just about every Oakland game left, then, because you'll be battle of the borough, week 10.
Yeah.
So it's kind of we're coming down to the end. It's going to get very interesting to see how things play out.
Tom, appreciate it.
No problem.
That's DNJ prep editor Tom Crager joining us this morning to take a look at the playoffs and in football. We're going to continue this football vein, and John McQuarrie is going to join John Dinkins, and we're going to talk a little Blackman Middle football, I believe. I'm sure there'll be some varsity talk in there as well somewhere along the way, but hope you'll hang in there with us as we continue from the Cedar Bucket Restaurant. We've got some breakfast waiting here for you, so come on down, have breakfast with us, and enjoy the conversation. We'll be right back with the Prentice Allsup Heating and Air Coach's Corner on the other side.